What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Ramble.
Good morning, everybody. This is You Can Sit With Us. And today is a very special episode. You've got Becky.
Hi.
You've got Maggie.
Hello.
And we have our podcast pixie, Miles.
Hello.
But Miles is coming out from behind the computer today, guys. You know him. You love him. You hear him a lot on the tripod. But he doesn't really come out of his hole over there.
That's true.
On You Can Sit With Us.
We didn't even let him out of his hole today.
Even today.
He's still currently sitting in his hole by choice.
Yeah, we invited him to come and sit with us, but he has to run camera and sound. So yeah, he's back there.
He still has to do his job. Yeah. But you guys, Miles is a really interesting person.
Please.
No, you are.
That's
like,
sweet.
Like, actually a very interesting person. I feel like we've known Miles for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Miles was like employee number 2 or 3.
Yeah,
at
that's
Jug and Try.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have single-handedly created this podcast empire.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you.
I mean, you have touched every podcast that comes out of this.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're an actor in Candid Competition.
Right. That's true. My early days.
Hashtag bring back Candid Competition.
Hashtag bring back Candid.
But you are an improviser.
Yeah.
You are a fiancé.
I am a fiancé.
We recently had Sarah on the podcast, and she is seriously
a star.
My best friend.
Gem of a human.
I wanted her to stay. And I wanted to be like, okay, so can we, like, you're not doing anything right now, right? You can hang out with us. Also, she's so out of your league.
I know.
Yeah, Miles.
I like her a lot. Yeah. She's good.
Nah. What did you do to trick her?
I don't know. I think I'm just big and goofy, and it was intimidating, you know. Mm-hmm. But also, we're so unbelievably similar. I think that...
I can see that, actually.
Yeah, completely 100% mm-hmm. similar. Mm-hmm. Like, she talked a little bit about how we're both very stubborn, and that is absolutely true. But yeah, so I'm so honored to be sitting with you, first of all. Such a different vibe from what I usually say when I sit in this seat on the tripod. Uh-huh. So I'm honored. I'm excited to be, you know, authentic, sort of a genuine, a sweet little combo.
Yeah. We're gonna ask you some of the deepest, darkest questions, and we expect real answers.
I will give them real.
I know you will.
You know, this isn't the tripod.
That's the thing about Miles is I know that he will give us the real answer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But Miles, you did just bring up a great point. Mm. Sometimes you're on the tripod.
Yeah.
You edit Baby Steps
yes.
and Guilty Pleasures
yes.
in this podcast. Mm-hmm. So like, we're going to need you to spill the cocoa right now.
Whoa.
What's
Which
your
one's
favorite podcast?
That's
to
so
touch. To touch.
To touch. That's yes. so tough.
Or to listen to, because you have to hear all of them.
Yeah,
I have to listen to all of them.
Like, we hear you giggling in the background.
my giggle echoes through all the shows. I'll say that the tripod is, I mean, that was the first one. It's also the one that I like really get to do the dumbest things ever on. So like, I really appreciate that for that. Mm-hmm. And it's also like the tripod has come so far from the early episodes. I feel like now it just is so, it's so like everyone's so much more comfortable. The vibe is so different because we started doing them on Patreon in the rat shed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There.
And now different. You guys are on YouTube and Spotify and you just talk about
it's great. Hey, I have to believe it, Becky. I have to believe that.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. God. But I also feel like Baby Steps, I've learned like so much about children
right?
and stuff like that. I'm constantly going home and being like, did you know, Sarah, that breast milk is like, I don't know. I learned lots
it's
of
antibacterial.
There.
You put it on anything.
You can put it on anything.
Exactly.
You can freeze it and have it like a lollipop.
Put it in your bath.
My bath? Yeah. I actually feel like You Can Sit With Us would be a good bath lesson.
Yeah.
It's very soothing. I've seen that comment a lot, which I definitely agree with.
Oh, we'll strive to be more just equally as soothing as we have been previously.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I often feel like I leave this and I am just completely exhausted. Yeah. You know, like the opposite of soothing. Like yeah. my sides hurt from laughing. My like my brain is spinning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a ride. Because it was fun.
Yeah, I took a nap after last week.
Thank you very much. I am honored. I love being here, you know, listening to all the sorts of things you talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because we had some questions about some of the things that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I do kind of wonder, like, are you actually listening over there?
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Becky, do we have some like things that maybe we have talked about in the past that we could like quiz Mile on?
Yeah. You know, we scoured the comments, which we don't, you know, we normally stay away from the comments. We love you all, but we're not looking at those comments.
I value my self-worth.
Mental health is important. Don't look at the comments. But we did notice a trend in certain episodes where people would comment that they wish they knew what your reaction was when we were talking about things.
Right. Yes.
So I think we're going to give you an easy one here because this was in a thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed it more than once in different episodes. Miles.
Yeah.
What is it? How does it work?
Okay.
A diva cup.
Okay. A diva cup is, I picture it like, you know, when...
You've never seen one, so you're actually like.
It was on the thumbnail. So Miles had to find a picture of one.
He's trimmed it. He's centered it.
I centered it.
Color corrected.
I color corrected the diva cup. Now, you know those things that you flip upside down, you put them on a table, and then they go and they go into the sky?
Yes.
That's always what I think of when I think of a diva cup.
Okay.
And you kind of shove it deep.
I think that's a diaphragm.
Yeah, that seems like a diaphragm.
Interesting.
But yeah. Sure. Same concept, kind of concept.
The way a diva cup works is you kind of put it in there. And
where do you put it?
Inside your vagina.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's like it's pooling the menstrual blood.
Uh-huh.
Is from what I'm understanding, right?
Yeah, you're doing good.
And it's just preventing it from kind of getting out there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's pooling in that little cup. And then at the end, you kind of grab that thing, yank it out.
Yank.
Yeah. And you're good to go. But that's as far as I know.
Pour it out.
Yeah. If you pour it out, you pour out a gallon of, you know.
A gallon of blood.
A gallon of menstrual blood.
Yeah.
No, but that's my understanding, right?
Okay.
Is that so far
excellent
off, or is that pretty on spot?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
That's very good.
That is how it works.
And so how exactly do you pull it out? Is there like a loop that you put your finger on, or like
is there a tool you use?
I imagine
is there a tool?
There's a secret tool?
A pair of kitchen
shears.
Yeah. Oh God!
Snip it out. I think that for the most part, it is it's a hand to hand combat type of operation.
I'd hope so.
And you know, using tools. Yeah. And I also, you know, like how when somebody pulls off like a surgical glove and it goes. So that's kind of how you're pulling out a diva cup. It's going. And then it's kind of
not inaccurate. Yeah. It's like, did you have all this knowledge about diva cups before you became podcast editor?
No. Okay. I definitely have learned a lot from this podcast, Baby Steps. I learned less from the Tripod Kill.
What has been the most interesting thing that you've learned editing all of these? It doesn't have to be ours.
Oh, wow.
What is your most like coveted fact?
I think that it's probably from Baby Steps because I feel like that's the show that has the most facts baked in and it's like the most learning that's involved in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what was interesting? The vibrator, using a vibrator to cleanse your breast milk out of your breast when there's a clot.
Oh, yeah.
Was very interesting. I was like, I had no idea that it could get stuck.
Yeah,
that, like,
it could get stuck.
And
so
you can use a vibrator to that.
Like, so you have milk ducts in your breasts, and like if the milk, if maybe there's like a part that got dry or hard or something like that,
curdled.
Yeah, well, that doesn't actually happen
because
you know your body stays at a constant temperature, so your milk stays at a constant temperature. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it can get stuck in there, and then you have to just kind of massage it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a vibrator is actually an excellent way to do that
because
it's like you know, a vibrator can almost be like a Theragun in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a targeted dick, 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 dick. It's yeah.
Also, the Jancy Dunn episode, she talked about like conflict resolution and stuff a lot. And I was like, yeah, this is good stuff. This is good learning. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked that.
We had Jancy Dunn on, who's the author of How Not to Hate Your Husband After Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Great read.
She was very cool.
Great read to have, you know, read it before you have kids. Because it's very interesting and very good.
But I definitely learned, I think that you all come in with very interesting takes on things. And I'm very interested in that. Becky always has the pop culture goss, which obviously I love.
Hot goss.
And I love trashy TV shows. And I do love celebrity goss.
Yeah.
One thing that I did not do. Actually, I'm curious if you've had this, Becky, slash others. The Charlie cold foam.
I saw you tweet about it. I saw you tweet about it, and I was like, no, Miles, no, not the Charlie cold foam.
I haven't had it yet. I told people I was going to go get it, but I still haven't had the Charlie cold foam.
Oh, the Dunkin'.
I feel like you're speaking a different language. What is
Starbucks?
This?
It's at Dunkin'.
It's at Dunkin'?
Isn't that weird?
So you would have to like make a trek in LA to get it.
Oh.
You know what I'll say actually, which is fascinating. This is a fascinating, this might be a celebrity pop culture corner that you don't even know about. So Charli D'Amelio, she came out with the Charli Hot Foam, right? And everyone, the shot heard around the world. Okay, yeah. Everyone drinking the Charli Hot Foam.
Uh-huh.
Then she says, that's no longer the thing. Charli Cold Foam's the thing.
Okay.
And she has rebranded, I don't know how much money Dunkin' Donuts paid, but she has rebranded her audience, and she calls them the Lil Dunkins now.
No.
Whoa.
And
she's making bank.
They must have paid her fucking millions of dollars. But
that
is what she has rebranded. And she did a video that was like, hey, everybody making fun of the Lil Dunkins. Like, don't make fun of it. If you're going to make fun of it, like, don't watch my videos.
And you can leave.
Yeah. It's Dixie. Yeah.
Damn it.
Wild.
I don't know what Charlie sounds like. So you're going to have to go get it after this. And
absolutely.
Report back.
I will go get it after
Wait,
this.
Wait, can I just get a little description of what is it and why?
The Charli Cold Foam, Charli D'Amelio, you're familiar, TikTok sensation, 100 million followers.
Sister Dixie.
Something insane.
Something like that.
Sister Dixie. Oh, sister is Dixie.
Yes.
Sister Dixie.
I thought you were saying her nickname was Sister Dixie.
Everyone calls her Sister Dixie.
Yeah,
Sister Dixie.
Wow, that's a, okay.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Dixie D'Amelio and Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just spouting knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're spitting facts.
That I have.
Yeah. Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
Just in fact,
I learned here.
Icons, of course.
Yeah.
Now, Charli came out with a, it's just like a drink you can get at Dunkin' that's her branded drink.
But does she like coffee?
I don't know, I guess.
Or was this completely out of the blue?
I mean,
TikTok kids love coffee.
Yeah.
They love to get coffee
and like have special orders for coffee.
But like 1,000 calorie coffees. Like there's got to be like 80,000 ingredients in it.
It's caramel. It's like caramel and sugar and chocolate or something like that.
That's not coffee.
Yeah, that's kind of my thinking too. It's more of a milkshake with caffeine, which is great.
Got it.
Yeah. But just sort of a different vibe.
Yeah. I mean, sounds awesome. Like milkshake plus caffeine, two things that I love, but not coffee.
Miles is obsessed with those D'Amelio girls.
It's just so funny to me.
Yeah.
It's so, I don't know, there's something very funny to me about, like, I mean, obviously, you know, the word influencer, we're familiar, am I right, girls? But,
ladies!
But it's just funny to me, like, that type of power and at a very young age is very interesting and funny to me.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I feel like people who come into that kind of power at that young age, you need to go through some sort of class, you know, to learn how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I needed that class. And I was in my 30s. You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, I was a fully formed human being at that point.
Yeah.
And some of these people are not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be really hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Keith said he heard a thing that said whenever you get famous, that's the age you stay forever. So that's why, like, Bieber keeps getting in trouble. That's why, like, child actors have, like, because at a certain point when you hit fame, you just have, like, a lot of people saying yes around you. Mm-hmm. And even if they're not saying yes, they're still, like, there's always something to get or give from that person.
Right,
so
right.
It's a hard way to mature. So you just, like, stay that age.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fascinating.
That's really interesting.
And that actually, that says a lot about, you know, like, actors, too, and how, you know, there's this culture of plastic surgery and like, you know, just having to stay the same age, you know, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. It, even though it's, you know, it's your job to be that person, you can't, like, it's almost like your fans don't want you to be a different person and be an older person, you know? Mm. Yeah. I've always thought that was really interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly don't remember you, Miles, without the beard.
It was very brief that I didn't have a beard. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like I didn't necessarily, you weren't always around the office when I didn't have a beard as much. Mm-hmm. As like now, I mm-hmm. feel like I see you a lot more week to week. Mm-hmm. When I started, no beard. But then I started dating Sarah and I think that I got a beard because I was like, this will make me seem, she was a little older than me. So I was like, this will make me seem like a real, you know,
real
cool, confident older guy.
Oh, yeah, older guy.
If I have a beard.
I can get a rental car. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you worry.
Exactly. Yeah. But so Maggie.
Yes.
We're both fiancés.
Oh my gosh. I know. You got engaged shortly after I did. What? A couple months, right?
It was like a month. I was planning my engagement when yours came out.
Wow.
Yours dropped.
So how was that for you?
Like, it was interesting to see how Zach did it because I was like, well, how am I going to do it? And I obviously like, I feel like I learned some from what he, because he was like, yeah, we did this thing. And it was totally magical. And then like, he, I remember you like passed a group of teenagers doing whippets or something, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's so funny. But yeah, it definitely was like, I was just like, okay, shit, like that's so, such a good idea. And I have to like really up it to be this magical thing. But I was very, very nervous.
I bet.
Yeah.
I was like, what was, how long did you have the ring?
I had the ring for, I want to say I had it for like a month and a half.
Wow.
How do you hide that?
Yes.
I put it in my desk drawer right in plain sight. Like, I knew that she was not going to go in my desk drawer because, like, it's where I keep, like, my dorky, like, keyboard stuff. Like,
anything interesting?
Yeah, like, my mechanical keyboard and, like, computer stuff. So I knew she wasn't going to go in there. But I was, I also, at a certain point, I was like, I know, and she was out of town. Oh, no, you know what it was? Our best friend, Kendall, was out of town. And I knew I needed her to help me pick out the ring. Because I had no idea. I still don't really understand like what is good. Yeah. What looks good.
Or
in
what
it.
Size she is.
Right. I knew maybe the size because I think she told me. She's been very upfront.
Oh, good, good, good.
That's, you know, you got to be on top of things.
I love that.
Exactly.
Communication.
Thanks. Like, this is ring size.
So how'd you do it, boo-boo?
So I got the ring and I knew, and Kendall helped me with it. And then they like, you know, it took a while to get made and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. When got it, took it
home. Man, right?
I know. It was from a cool, it was like a, they're like lab created diamonds or something. More eco-friendly because diamonds are crazy. And so
no
slave
labor.
Yeah, exactly. And so I had it and at a certain point I was like, I'm going to do it in December. But then I was like, am I going to do it in December? Like, should I just wait until Christmas? Because like, then I'll be able to make it a big, beautiful. And so I just was like, yeah, I'm going to do it on Christmas, which I don't really understand why necessarily. I just like, it's an occasion, it's fun.
She won't expect it.
She won't expect it. And I feel like maybe I told this story on the podcast on the tripod, but
yes, I have heard.
You've heard the juice.
I'm a like I listen to the tripod religiously because I find it so funny. And so I have heard your story, but I want you to tell it again.
Okay.
But instead of telling it like you're telling it to the guys,
that's a good
tell
point.
Tell it like you're telling it to
It's going to be sweeter.
Yeah.
It's going to be way sweeter. So I knew that I wanted to kind of surprise her with like, I don't know. We did a surprise party for Sarah like 2 years ago and she, that surprise was really successful, but we kind of like fully turned her world upside down and we told her we had a friend who directs commercials text her and say that they needed a model for a fashion shoot.
Oh my gosh.
So we were going to be background and he shot like foot brands.
Oh, okay.
And so we
spooky feet.
Yeah. He was like, you guys can be background. We'll pay you like $100. It's just, you dress up in a fancy garb. You can come and like, you can drink and hang out and we'll shoot this thing. And so we were like, okay, great. And Sarah was like, and then Sam was like, can I please text her this funny thing? I know it'll be really funny. Can I please ask her if she wants to be a foot model? And so he was like, oh, they're actually looking for primary talent. Can you send me a picture of your feet?
Starting to become like a weird David Dobrik prank. What?
No, so she sends a picture of her feet.
Did she get excited about being a foot model? You better have still paid her $200.
Right. So he sent her a picture, or she sends, she was like, I gotta get my a pedicure if I'm gonna send a picture of the feet. So we go and she gets a pedicure.
Oh my God.
And she's like taking pictures, and I'm like, no, that's not good enough. Let me take another one.
We send
the picture of our feet to Sam, and he goes, I'm so sorry, they already cast primary talent. Then eventually we go, and she tells me on the way, she's like, you know, I feel so stupid. I really thought you guys were going to throw me a surprise party. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I feel like such a bad boyfriend. But we're on the way to our surprise party, and we're dressed up because I wanted to be in fancy attire.
Yeah.
And like, we rented out this place and they've decorated it all. And we go in, and she is like shocked, and she's just like, like it was so disorienting for her. So I knew I wanted to do something like that. And so I was like, let's do a fancy Christmas photo shoot. Like, it'll be so cute. And we're unwrapping presents in the morning and, you know, getting stuff. And she's just like, like, I don't know. I thought there was going to be a ring.
Oh my God.
Kind of,
she's like always one step away.
Yeah, Sarah, shut up.
She's like, she's like, Christmas. Oh, she actually said Christmas would have been a great time for a proposal. And I was like, yeah, I know. Okay.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, got the ring in my pocket. So we go through the day and we're like doing nice things. And then I have her dress up in fancy garb because I'm like, let's do a fancy Christmas photo shoot, which I don't know what that is. It doesn't exist.
You just stand in front of the lights now.
Yeah, we just literally were like, we went in the front yard and I was like, let's take some cute pics.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But we're all dressed up because I wanted her to be dressed up because I knew that that would be important to her. It would be fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
you need the fancy garb.
Right. Because if I proposed to her, and honestly, she was wearing, so she went, we do this whole thing. And then a friend of ours texts her and is like, hey, we have expensive packages for Christmas. Can you bring them inside? Because we're out of town. She goes and does that. While she does that, I bought like, I don't even know, so many packets of string lights. And I turn off all the lights in the house, and I put the string lights like down the hallway, like an aisle, and then all in our room everywhere. So it's like this beautiful, like starry, crazy, like glowy thing. And it was very beautiful. And I put like flowers and stuff. And then she got home, and I was waiting in the living room, and she was like on the phone or something.
Hello.
And I was like, I think you should tell them you're gonna call back. She was like, what? Why?
Ooh.
And she put her phone down. She was wearing a Try Guys hoodie. So I was like, you should take off the Try Guys.
Take off the merch, honey.
Take off the merch, honey. So then she took off the Try Guys hoodie, and I had set up like a camera to watch her video, which the video, I can't watch it because it's so like heart center sweet that I just can't watch it. Our best friend watched it. She was like, please send it to me. And I was like, I don't know. But she watched it and she wept. But so then I walked her. I was like, you know, I love you so much. Walked her down the like beautiful glowy lights thing and then into our room with all the crazy lights. And then, did the whole thing. I don't even remember what I said. I was very, very nervous all of a sudden.
Oh, Sarah, I love you.
Yeah. And she just immediately burst into tears and was just like, no. It was very classic. It was very sweet.
It's so interesting to hear that you were nervous, even though you like knew that she was going to like say yes.
Of course I knew she was going to say
yeah,
yes.
Right?
It just was like, I think it's such a moment that everyone's like, yeah, that's the moment. So I didn't want to mess it up or like say the wrong thing. And I think you also see in movies that they say the perfect thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, I want to say something that's really good. But I think I just ultimately, I don't know, said like probably the most generic thing ever. Yeah. Just like, I love you. Oh.
I think that's so interesting that like, you know, guys get so stressed out about about the proposal, you know, but like we just talked to Sarah and she like she remembers the first time that you guys met and you asked her if she was like a snack pickle or something.
Snack monkey.
A snack monkey. Yeah. Yeah.
Snack pickle.
A snack pickle.
You know, I like, don't like that.
That is the story that Sarah is going to be telling your children.
Yes.
You know, and like the proposal is such a huge moment that like you don't even remember what you said. She's crying.
You forget immediately.
She does. She's not gonna remember.
It's so
what he
intense.
Said.
Yeah.
Like it's honestly, I feel like it's a feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a feeling more than anything. It's just like this feeling of overwhelming, like oh my God, we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just so intense. Like it was so intense, and it's also, I think it's that thing where you're doing something. I don't know if getting married is like this. I mean, tell me if it is, but it's you're doing something you've seen so many times in movies, and it's like this like rite of passage. It's also like graduating high school or graduating college. Yeah. You're like, I know that I'm sort of almost play acting this thing that I've seen a million times, and I know how I'm supposed to feel during it.
Yeah. Like, and you are in wedding planning stages right now. You guys are getting married this year.
We're trying to get married this year. And I mean, with COVID stuff, it seems like it's going to be fine. Yeah. The CDC is like, you know, you can do it with this amount of people. And if everyone's vaccinated, it'll be vaccine required. Yeah, which is wedding planning is so stressful. Yeah. I know, Maggie, you sort of kind of were like starting to get into it. But it's, it's looking at a list of people and being like, no. It's so stressful.
Yeah, you want to say yes to everybody, but unfortunately it like turns, it so easily can turn into just like convention size. And I know that.
Right.
It's just very overwhelming.
Right. And then everyone says, like, we called like a bunch of venues and they're like, hey, we'd really recommend that if you do a wedding that's huge, it's going to feel, it's going to feel like a convention. There's like, you're going to have this intimate thing. So we're doing a family thing in North Carolina and then a thing here.
Oh, nice.
As well. Two weddings, which I don't know how that happened. We were like, let's not spend too much money on the one wedding. So let's have two weddings.
Split it in half.
Yeah,
instead.
It's like, I think we're still doing the same thing. Yeah, still spending the same amount of money.
So where are you legally getting married? North Carolina or California?
We're not sure
California?
Yet. I don't know. I also don't know that it matters.
It does.
It does?
So you need to get your wedding, like not permit, your wedding certificate like 60 days before your wedding.
Gotcha.
In the county that you're getting married in.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Unless you're religious, which I don't. No, I was like, you've never said anything about Jesus to me.
I love Christ. No, we're not.
Particularly, Jesus will be our number one guest.
Yeah, not particularly religious.
Yeah. So if you do a wedding with a like a legal, which is what you would do if like if your friend marries you, even if they're ordained, that's not, you don't check religious.
Right.
You always check like a
civil.
Yeah. That's what it was.
A civil marriage agreement. And like, interesting.
So I only found that out because I had a friend who got married before us and they had a friend marry them and they marked religious because were like, oh yeah, it was ordained or whatever. Or maybe it's the other way around.
But what does that mean?
It's ordained just something versus you have to check, whether it's like a ship captain, a judge, a religious official,
or a friend.
Yeah, there was something. I can't remember which box it is, but double check your boxes.
Yeah, I'll double check my boxes. We'll do a ship captain on land.
They had to redo their wedding certificate because they checked the wrong box.
You know, Ned's got a boat license.
Whoa.
I drive a boat. Let me marry you too. It's going to be so much. I mean, it's like right after COVID, we're like doing all this stuff and it's like, we got a bachelor party. Sarah's got a bachelorette party. We got like,
Tell us about the bachelor party, Miles.
Oh yeah, go on. Are the guys invited? Are we invited?
You guys are not invited.
Are we invited?
Come on.
Ariel, I'm so sorry. I couldn't invite you to my bachelor party.
Wow, that's like kind of fucked up, Miles.
Pretty fucked up. My bachelor party is, it's like me and my friends were going to this house in Colorado. And could not be more excited. All my friends live like across the country. And like almost
in the middle.
Yeah, almost everyone lives in different states. And so we're all just going to, like, it's like my friends from college, my friends from, you know, New York and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we're all going to go, we're going to play paintball, which none of us play paintball.
Oh, boy.
But we just thought it'd be a funny, like, really mask activity to do. We were like, let's play baseball.
Wait, how close to the wedding is the bachelor party? Because you cannot hurt your
face.
The
night before. No, it's it's like a month before.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You know, that's how Ned got
stuck in the hospital for 3 months.
Oh my God, I did not know that. That's so crazy.
Make him tell you the story. Make him tell you the story.
Oh.
It was paintball. No. It's because Ned gets really into things.
He does?
As we know.
What?
Full throttle. So he was playing paintball and he dove behind a rock.
Oh my gosh.
So that he, so that somebody wouldn't get him. And he was with his guy friends, Miles.
Yeah.
So I think it just like, okay. It sort of, you know, Ariel's makes it
like,
worse.
You need to invite me so that I make sure you stay safe.
I'm just saying, know where the hospitals are because that shit gets dangerous.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully I won't dive. I don't think I'll risk it. Yeah, no diving. Paintball's scary though.
Yeah, is it when you get shot really close and it kind of, it's called bruises, like a big old bruise. Yeah, yeah. If they shoot you like very close,
those paintball guns, there's a fair amount of like
force
coming from those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. So if it's close to the wedding, you gotta be careful. No face shots.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we were a big mess. Arms.
Yeah.
It could still get
under the mask and it looks like you have hickeys. Uh-huh. And it shoots you through your like suit and then you have like pox everywhere.
Can you imagine if like one of your adult friends had a hickey?
I would have so many questions. I'd be like, I need to know.
Be like, why?
How does this happen?
Have you ever had a hickey?
When I was like a teenager, yeah. Okay. But I mean, like, not since 2007.
I was curling my hair with like a 2-inch roller and somehow it burned my neck. All my coworkers were like, man, he has a hickey, man. They all kept making fun of me. I was like, guys, I burned my neck with a. And they're like, she burned her neck with a hair roller. And I'm like, I swear. But it looks similarly to a hickey because it like scars and it kind of scars. Well, it started to scab, so I think that's when they started to believe.
That's a vampire.
Like,
I see.
Yeah, let's
chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Do you guys use Arnica gel?
No, what's that?
Oh, so I bruise very easily. And Arnica gel is the stuff that you put on, and I have no idea what it does, and it could be like an old wives' tale or, mm-hmm. you know, like homeopathic medicine. Mm-hmm. But you put it on your bruises, and it makes them go away faster.
Yeah, you can take tablets of them, too. Really? Just like a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie knows. Mm-hmm.
You know what I saw on TikTok? Yeah. Maggie, maybe you can confirm or deny.
Huh.
Confirm or deny as if it's your fault.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
I saw people eating papaya seeds to get rid of parasites.
Oh, yeah. They said they were like pooping out worms.
Pooping out worms and stuff.
I haven't heard of that.
But I don't know if it's real. Parasites. Talk to me about them. What are they?
Not good. Not something you want in your colon.
Yeah. Are they like living things, though, that'll like sit in there?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Alfred had a parasite.
Yeah. Dogs get them very often. Whoa. And depending on which one, you have to use like a different anti-parasitic medication for it.
Whoa.
Some of them are very resistant. Ew. It's not fun.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Raunchy.
Very gross.
But why papaya seeds? Is it because when you eat papaya, you shit your brains out?
I think that, but also maybe it's antibacterial or something.
About the seeds, or maybe the seeds don't break down, so they're just like scraping your innards.
Mm. Ooh,
who had parasites?
Somebody on TikTok. Somebody on TikTok. It went viral as hell, and then other people were like, "I also tried it, and I pooped a worm.
And then I just see him like eating these papaya seeds that like don't like they're crunchy.
Oh,
it looks gross.
I feel like that's something you would like. In like 5 years, we'll find out it just like ripped the shit out of people's esophagus.
Yeah. You would know if you had parasites.
That's, like, I think, the...
You don't just see that on TikTok and just start swallowing them and hope a worm comes out. Like, you would know.
Miles is currently spitting out his papaya.
Sorry.
Abdominal discomfort, like weight loss, all the things. Okay. So you would know.
That's good.
So you don't need to... You don't need to... Okay. Have those,
but we digress. We were talking about the Diva Cup. Miles, what is the How do I phrase this?
Yeah.
Well, to bring it back to like topics we've discussed on the podcast that people were dying to know what your reaction was. There was one podcast where Ariel had a suggestion for an internal ultrasound to be star-shaped.
Ah, yes. I remember this.
So what is an internal ultrasound? Where does it go? What does it do?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Well, okay, so
is it a star?
That's a great question, and I have an answer for you. I'll say what I think. Ariel thought it should be a crazy shape.
Do you agree?
Do you agree? Sounds painful.
Just for shits and giggles.
You think a little star shaped something should go in your
pee-pee
hole? I didn't think so.
I think that so an internal ultrasound. Here's how I think it works.
Okay.
You know, like a radio tower, and it's like shooting off radio waves, right? Mm-hmm, They're just putting like a big kind of like.
Like yeah, how big is it, Miles? Is it this big?
I think it's this big. Well, it's not the question that I have. Is it how girthy is it? Because I think that it's it's not about how long it is. Uh-huh. It's about that it's like I think it's like this long-ish. Well, then it's like relatively thin. Is that correct? And then they're putting it in your hoo-ha.
Yeah.
And then it is sort of like blasting radio waves. To be like, you know, in a science fiction movie, they're like, we've got to see what this cave system looks like. And they're like, and it's like a little robot, and it's like mapping the caves.
Again, not entirely inaccurate.
Yeah, not entirely wrong. So does Sarah have a curling wand?
Yes.
Like a hair curling wand?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
That's what the tool looks like.
That's what I figured, yeah.
It's like tapered.
But it's not hot.
It's not. I think it's more comfortable. They like warmed it up first.
Yeah, but I think they cover them in silicone. You know, so it's like this nice. Like you could use it to stir a soup or something.
Oh, multi-purpose.
Yeah. You get a little condom that goes on.
You get a little condom that goes on.
So you don't get soup in your.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
But they're kind of they're like in a shape of a little rocket ship.
Yeah.
Or a,
you could say it.
Yeah.
Venus.
A Venus. But they're not because they don't have heads on them.
Okay, there's no heads. It's smooth.
Got
it. Yeah. Very smooth. And then they use the little thing that you see on like Grey's Anatomy.
You're right. I'm familiar.
Also while that thing's inside of you.
You're right. So it's blasting radio waves and they're like receiving the radio waves from the ultrasound. They're like, beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I get that. That's awesome. Yeah.
But, you know, not like pencil thin. They're.
No.
Why do they do? Oh, that's big.
They're like,
why do they do internal ultrasounds versus external ultrasounds? What are they looking for?
In pregnancy, they do internal ultrasounds early in pregnancy because an external ultrasound can't find the baby.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
You know, so they'll be like, they'll take the little guy and they'll be looking around like, where is it? But if you do the internal ultrasound, they're like, there's the cervix, there's the baby.
Ah, see, it's like a little
you get like a better picture.
Yeah,
better
exactly.
roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Nice. And then I was getting internal ultrasounds every 2 weeks because they had to measure the size of my cervix.
Right.
You know, and like how thick it was. And you can't do that with the ultrasound on your belly. Mm-hmm. You have to do it with the ultrasound basically on your cervix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fascinating.
Imagine.
I know. It is fascinating. I've had
to have one when they didn't know where my IUD was.
That's why I had it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were looking around.
They're fishing. They're like, where'd you go?
Miles, what's IUD?
An IUD is...
Well, what does IUD stand for?
Go.
Intermediate. ultimate
go on.
Diaper. No, an IUD. Birth control. Illuminati. Ultra. Mm. Yeah.
So where does it go?
It can go in your arm.
No.
What's the one that's...
Wait, can we just replay that again? Can we just get Miles' face?
There is a type of birth control that you put in your arm.
It's called Implanon. That is not an IUD.
Your arm.
But it is implanted.
Yeah, that's the implant.
It can go in your arm, but they can also put it in your hoo-hoo. But I think...
they're not one for ones.
Different device.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that goes in your arm is like a copper medallion, right?
I have no idea. I haven't gotten that.
There is a copper IUD.
It looks like
a T. Yeah. It basically has two little arms that's like blocking off your fallopian tubes.
That is how I pictured it. It goes in and it's like, no.
But the
it goes, no. Well, it also
Stop.
Thickens your mucus, like your mucus and the lining. So that when the sperm comes in, it's like,
It's not just little arms. No. It's like a full thing.
Get out of here.
And I think the one that goes into your arm is just like a straight bar.
Yeah.
So you aren't far off.
It's this big.
No. It's like this big.
It's a straight bar. It's just a little.
It's probably like the size of a toothpick.
Yeah.
The one that goes on your arm is just, it's basically like it's sending hormones.
Yep.
So that you don't produce eggs.
Right.
But the IUD is physically holding the eggs back.
And it does, some of them have, the copper one is not hormonal.
Yeah. And some of them have hormones.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. I have the Mirena, which has hormones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mirena, baby.
Mirena, woot woot.
Mirena.
Have you ever?
Mirena and Moderna, girl.
Moderna.
I got all my M's covered.
Wow. Yes. Have you ever seen an IUD come out? Have you seen it once it's
I've
been
had for a while? I've seen mine come out.
Yeah.
I assume it just slurps out.
Yeah.
It does. You know. It does. But
what does it look like?
But you were talking about how they get covered in like mucusy stuff.
Yeah, because it makes your uterine lining thicker, the mucus, and it comes out thicker, and it is softer.
It is not the same as it went in.
No.
Interesting. No,
anywho. IUD stands for intrauterine
device.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, cool. I get that. I don't know why there's not, unless there is. I know they're doing experiments on male birth control, but I feel like it didn't take off, unless it exists and I'm just ignorant to it.
They were trialing it, but it had too many side effects.
Oh, gotcha.
Really? Mm-hmm. Too many
side effects. You know.
Well, female birth control also has a shit ton of side effects. Wasn't that the whole thing with the J&J vaccine? It was like, this causes blood clots, and it's like, well... Birth control.
I think it was like the J&J vaccine was like 1 in 100,000 would get a blood clot. If you take hormonal birth control, it's 1 in 10,000.
Right. It's like.
Or something like much, it's a much smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed.
Wow. Window.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. But you know, blood clots are scary, but you know what's not scary? Getting the vaccine.
That's right.
And every person in the United States is eligible to get it right now.
Get that shit, baby.
Everyone in this room is waxed and vaxed, baby.
Waxed and vaxed, baby. So we'd love if you went and got waxed and
vaxed
as well.
It does feel so good.
It actually does feel good.
Now when I get a headache, I don't think I have COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
Which for the last year, it was a lot.
Yeah. Anytime I choke on food and I start coughing, I don't have to look around and say, I don't have COVID.
Yeah. It was stressful.
Well, I still do that, actually.
Yeah. Although I will say recently, now that I've been like, get like headaches, I'm all achy, and I'm like, oh, it's because I sit all day.
You sit at your computer.
It's because I'm sitting at my computer all day, so I'm like, yeah, I guess I just did exercise, and I don't have COVID. I just need to like work out.
Yeah.
Okay, Miles.
Yeah, what's up?
What is Clan of the Cave Bear?
Okay, Clan of the Cave Bear is a saucy novel written by Ariel Folmer. Clan of the Cave Bear is a novel.
I mean, kind of.
You love smut, and I love that about you.
I feel like my smutty books are like your smutty TV shows.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love a steamy TV show. I mean, I've talked about it to this point so many times, but Grey's Anatomy, sexy doctors in their element, having fun, doing it, and saving lives. And that's,
saving lives.
Yeah. Whenever Maggie's like, I just came from work, I'm like, oh, yeah. I know what that's like. I know exactly what you're doing at work, you pervert. I know what hospitals are like.
I know what those stairwells are like.
Oh my god, Jesus.
But Clan of the Cave Bear is about I feel like it was about a woman who couldn't speak any language. And she is sucking and fucking everybody in all the tribes in the land. And for some reason, there's like maybe she's the chosen one. And she has to save the planet from something.
I remember there was something about penises.
Mm-hmm. Oh, his dick is too big. He's got a big old dick and she's got a big old vagina. And they're the only people
perfect for each other.
Fascinating.
Like a sensory
very
toy.
Good.
Like the circle goes in a circle. Square goes in a square.
It does seem like a smutty novel written by somebody who like hasn't taken human anatomy.
I know.
Like a 14-year-old that's like, yeah, that's what sex is.
And his big, girthy penis went into her wide, wide vagina.
Oh, my God.
Oh, oh man.
No, I do feel like, okay, so people say that the Clan of the Cave Bear is like, it's like, not historically accurate because like who would know? but there's all of these archaeological details and like, you know, sort of details that you would get at like a natural history museum.
Yeah.
And not in a smutty novel. And so some people like they'll say that they, oh yeah, no, I couldn't get through it because I came for the smut. But like half the book is actually just talking about like tools.
Yeah, too much plot.
It's not even plot. It's just like historical facts.
It sounds good. I think I might have to watch it.
I think you should read it.
Because it is a show,
it's
too.
It was a movie in the 80s with Daryl Hannah.
Right.
That movie poster looks insane.
I know. I know. It's Daryl Hannah with like face paint. Yeah, it's something else. So anybody that's listening, just Google a YouTube clip of Clan of the Cave Bear the promotional video. It's really cool.
It reminds me that when you were describing the plot, I remember it reminded me a lot of the Netflix original show Cursed with Katherine Langford, aka Hannah Baker of 13 Reasons Why fame.
Oh my God. Right.
So Hannah Baker starred in Cursed, which was a totally nonsense fantasy TV show.
Oh, watched it, loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah.
My favorite character was the girl at the end. I guess I don't want to spoil it.
Wait, what the heck, man?
But there's a girl who's like a nun and then she sort of like has a character arc, but she was cool. But otherwise the show was wild and Katherine Langford was fine.
You guys watching Shadow and Bone?
No, what's that?
I need to. Yeah, Becky texted me about this new show. I'm all in.
Yeah, so there's a new show, Shadow and Bone. It's like 8 episodes, Miles. You need to get on it because otherwise you're not going to know what the kids are talking about.
What are the kids talking about right now?
Because
Ben Barnes, that's who everyone's talking about. This saucy minx that's in the show and he's like supposed to be bad, but actually he's like very like... beautiful.
Like steamy good?
Yeah, steamy good, but it's also like a kid's show. But apparently the TV show is better than the book because in the book it was a little more like problematic and toxic, and in the TV show you're like...
They just glazed over that?
No, they made it less of like a power dynamic and made it more of like a conscious choice that two people make to be like in love. And then they also like moved... It's because it's part of a longer series, but I guess they moved things into the series that weren't in the Shadow and Bone book. They moved things from like this other book, so it was better.
And he's in Westworld too. I just looked at his picture. He is a hunky little piece, but he is also in Westworld.
He was in Westworld. He's also in Stardust, if you saw that movie. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Wait, really? Stardust?
You would love Stardust. You love Stardust.
Yeah.
You know Stardust.
I do, but
he plays...
Is this man ageless?
He is 40, like 9 years old.
He looks really
45.
Good. I just saw a pic.
Yeah.
Stardust is not new.
So the main girl in it is like Jessie Mai. I have to look up how you say her name. She's 25, I think. Oh. And Ben Barnes, who you're like truly rooting for to be with all the time, even though he's like obviously evil at the beginning. You're like, this man is evil, but like, please kiss. He's like 45. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's old.
No, he's hunky. I just saw the pic. I would love a trashy TV show. If I may. So actually, you know, you were asking me if I had anything to promote.
Yeah.
I do commentary tracks with Pretty Much It. Huge shout out. But we watch trashy TV shows and we do comedy commentary tracks where we talk through them.
Yeah.
And we've done a million of them. But one we just watched was it was unbelievable, was Gaten Matarazzo of Stranger Things. Has a prank show, and it's it's one of the craziest things ever. They also like definitely shot it all during COVID, but tried to make it seem like they didn't. So like in one they all have like face shields, but you're like, okay, so, and you can see that like some people have like gator masks around their necks.
Okay.
But they're trying to hide it. And Austin's of a prank show, punked. It's Ashton Kutcher. At the end, Ashton Kutcher comes out. Everybody knows Ashton Kutcher. Oh my God, it's Ashton Kutcher. Wow, I'm on punked, right? Everyone knows the show. When Gaten Matarazzo comes out, everyone's like, who the fuck are you?
Who is this child?
And he's like, hey, oh everybody chill. And people like don't recognize him. So they're like, what? What? And he's like, it's me, Gaten Matarazzo. You're on my prank show. And they're like, Okay. All right. Sure.
Okay, young Gavroche from Broadway fame.
Gavroche. And somebody literally goes, oh shit, I'm on Stranger Things.
Did you ever watch, I feel like you would enjoy the Jamie Kennedy experience.
I do remember watching the Jamie Kennedy experience. And also at the coffee shop, you know, Brew. The coffee shop in Los Feliz. I used to work there all the time, like on my computer. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Kennedy was in there every day working on something on his laptop. Wow. And that was a true blast. Yeah. But he had a prank show.
He had a prank show, but it was like always incredibly bizarre. Like my favorite one that like still makes me cry laughing is he has this person like who's volunteering in like a vet office. Uh-huh. And the veterinarian comes out and tells him that like, they're hinting at they're doing experiments on animals. And the guy's kind of like, what?
I think I've seen this
one. And then they have a person that is dressed like a little like mole rat, but like head to toe just pops out of like a vent and starts like running around.
Oh my God.
I remember it tickled me. And I used to love Jamie Kennedy. I was like, Keith, let's watch Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
When I was little, I was like, this movie's so funny.
Oh yeah, that movie does not hold
up. One minute.
Holy shit.
One minute as long as I could go. And I was like, wow. No.
Yeah.
Nope. We're never watching this movie again.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Nope.
Mm-mm. That movie's been scrubbed from the record,
it
I'm
is.
Pretty sure.
Oh, it's so not
bad. It's not okay.
Nothing that happened in that movie was okay.
No, oh no.
Nope.
I do love, I think that like there's such a thin line between when prank shows feel too mean. It's like, uh-huh. I hate mean pranks. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Obviously, like it's like, oh, it doesn't feel like anyone's on the same board. But I watched Bad Trip recently, mm-hmm. which is the Eric Andre and I forget the other guy's name. But and Tiffany Haddish is in it too. But it's so great because it's a prank show, but all the pranks are actually about like crazy things happening and random people stepping up and being the hero and trying to help out.
Oh.
And it feels so positive. Like one of them, like Eric Andre is like, oh my God, that's a girl in my dreams. She's across the street. Like we went to high school together. And she's like walking up and he's like, help me. Come on. Like, do I look okay? And all of a sudden like a vacuum cleaner like pulls all of his clothes off. He's fucked naked.
What? So wait, is this what would you do with Eric Andre?
Yeah, pretty much.
What?
And so he's like buck naked and this guy's like, oh my God, man. Like, and he's like, the girl in my dreams is right there. Like, can you help me put the clothes on or something? And he's like, I mean, okay, like you can take my coat. And everyone's like being really helpful. And it's so fucking funny. Highly recommend. And it has a whole, like, it's a prank show, but it has a through line of like these people trying to get something done. And there's characters, but there are pranks that are happening along the way. It's
funny.
So fucking funny.
Like a vacuum cleaner.
Keith did a video at BuzzFeed with Eric Andre.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he said he's never been like, no, like celebrity has ever like antagonized him that much. Like, like Eric Andre's like thing is to like,
just
really
constant.
Is constantly just antagonizing any guest that he has on. And they were like on some sort of like date, I think. It was when he was doing some weird like dating video and he said Eric Andre tried to get him like fucked up on like shots.
So
and I was
funny.
Like, but you were in charge of the video.
Yeah.
This
is on you.
It was funny.
I bet it was.
But he does, like, you know, poke the bear.
Yeah.
Eric Andre.
There's, they did another one in that movie where, like, somebody comes in. Tiffany Haddish comes in and she's like, have you guys seen these guys? I'm going to fuck it. If I find them, I'm going to fucking kill them. Like, they, like, stole my car. And she has pictures of Eric Andre and then the other star of the movie. Uh-huh. She's like, and she's in a diner just walking around talking to people. And she's going, have you seen this guy? Like, if I see this guy, I'm going to fucking kill him. Can you, like, tell me where he is? She's putting up flyers everywhere. She leaves. And then 5 minutes later, they come in.
Oh, no.
And they come in and people are like, oh, my God. Those are the guys.
Does anyone tattle?
Yeah, and then they are there, and then they leave again, and Tiffany Connors comes back in, and she's like, just wondering if anyone's seen these guys. And this woman's like, oh, shit, like, they're right over there. Like, it's so great.
Oh, my God.
That's a blast.
Oh, that's tough. Oh, so you have a podcast with your friends where you discuss these shows?
So it's pretty much it. It's a YouTube channel, and it's a Patreon where they, I just do them sometimes. It's my friend's business, but we do comedy commentary tracks over TV shows. So people can like join the Patreon and then you watch the show and listen to our commentary doing riffing bits
kinda
and
like
stuff. And
Mystery Science.
Exactly that, like that. Yeah, exactly. But we watch like The Greatest Showman. We watch that Connie Britton show, Dirty John.
Dirty John.
And then this is the second season, Dirty John, Betty. The Betty Broderick story.
It's
unbelievable.
Wild.
It's crazy, but it's
which
all
is based
story.
On a podcast.
Can you do Crossroads next with Britney Spears?
Well, Guilty Pleasures just
Guilty
did
Pleasures.
Huge shout out. Yeah, go check that out.
Oh, my goodness. That's what I'm off.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast. Britney. But we haven't talked about Cruel Summer yet.
Ladies.
Have you watched Cruel Summer?
Have you watched Cruel Summer?
Nope.
I feel like, Ariel, do you like sexy teen Myrtle High School shows? I feel like the smut of it.
I absolutely do. I just feel like, you know, I guess there are so many of them. I don't know which ones are good and which ones are not. Mm. And then, there's just the time commitment to watch them is a bit more than I can handle. I usually get through like 45 minutes of TV a night. And so, you know, to get through a season of like a smutty high school teen murder, it would take me like a month. And then you guys, like, you know me, you know that like when I watch something, I really get into it. Right. and so if I were watching a like teen smut show, every night for a month, I would be a different person, right. You know, like I'd come in here with my like middle part and my hormones would be raging. You know, I don't know what happens. It's like when I watch shows like that, Ned and I watched this one show that was like, it was like a crossover show. Mm-hmm. It was like a teen murder show, but it also had a little bit of like magic or like, you know, fantasy in it.
The Magicians?
And it might have been the Magicians. It might have been the show that right, Miles hates.
Cursed.
But I just remember Ned and I were watching that every night, and we would like talk about it. And we didn't think about anything else. We were like we were immersed in the world.
You were deep in.
And we were looking forward to watching it later. We're like, okay, so what happened? I'm just making sure that I know what happened so that we can get it back into it. And yeah, it was a lot. It's a lot. It's a, you know, it's not even just a time commitment. It's like a full body commitment for me.
Yeah.
You know, smut just does that.
I respect that.
You know your limit.
I do. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if anything in Cruel Summer would like entice you in this way.
Really?
Like, it's kind of a mystery, but also just kind of batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't think they know where they're going.
I don't know that they
I don't know that they know.
Yeah, it's like Lost meets 13 Reasons Why. It's like, so the premise is like...
meets a psycho, because that guy kind of looks like Norman Bates. I'm like, how are they finding all these actors that look like the guy that, what was his name, Perkins?
Right. Perkins. So the premise of the show is like, this girl goes missing, she gets kidnapped. The show takes place in three different timelines.
1992, or does it start in 93? It either starts in 1992 or 1993 crazy. And goes to 1995. And
that's just like, a reason for young actors to dress up as in 90s clothes.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, the outfits are fantastic, but it takes place in three different timelines. And you know the three different timelines because the first one is just like, looks like normal. The second one is like, well, this is a little contrasty. And then the third one is like, whoa.
Blue.
This is blue and looks contrasty. Yeah. It looks like a black and white film.
Yeah.
It's very weird. But...
and the main girl goes from fake braces, perfect smile, to no brace, straight hair, you know, a little like 90s sexy, to a wig that has been hacked with some scissors.
What?
And then there's like lightly showing a little bit after that, I think.
I don't know.
I've been getting confused by the flash forwards.
It's not very efficient. I'm like, what timeline are we in?
This sounds really weird.
It sounds like a ride.
It sounds really weird.
It's a wild ride.
It's a wild ride.
And so why is it called Cruel Summer?
Because it takes place during the summer.
During the summer?
That's it?
Pretty much. Yeah. And there's people who are
and there's
cruel.
A mystery and it was a little cruel. Yeah. What happened?
Five different timelines?
Three.
Three? Okay.
Three years.
And at the beginning
Maggie's
goes,
like, I'm never watching
this. No, I wouldn't recommend it. But at the beginning of the episode, it's like, the following takes place on June 25th, 1992, 93, and 94. Yeah. And it's like...
the series of events that are about to unfold. And it's like a typewriter. And you're like...
Gossip Girl
doing here.
Like a Gossip Girl almost. Yeah.
Gossip Girl though.
Yeah.
Hit me right.
Gossip Girl's really good. Gossip Girl's coming back, do you see?
What?
You didn't know that?
Is it gonna be the same about Serena?
No way.
Yeah, they found out who Gossip Girl was at the end.
I know. A reboot though. Maybe I could be in it.
You should message
God's
them.
Like, hey, dear Mr. Adam Brody.
Dear.
Now, who was in that show? Was it Adam Brody?
No, that was the other guy.
It was the other guy.
It was Ed Westwick.
The guy
Westwick.
From You.
You.
Who we don't stand. And then, yeah. What's his name? Dan Humphrey.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan Humphrey. Dan.
I'm honored to have been able to sit with you. I feel like this is a delight. You know, just really sit down, talk about our feelings, and yeah, that's... You guys are great. Keep doing the Lord's work.
The Lord's work.
The podcast, the vibe is good here. People love the vibe. The comments are always just like, this is soothing. You know, nice. people are loving it. So keep up the good work.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Miles.
Thanks, Miles.
And thanks, audience, for, you know, liking what we're putting out there.
Tuning in every week.
And tuning in every week. Yeah. You know, rate and subscribe.
Yeah.
Spotify, other places. Email us. Yeah. You can sit with us pod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We will be looking at those emails and we will be answering some questions at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the meantime,
wash your hands, get vaccinated.
Cool.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.